Hi everyone, I'm Jason Pittock and you're listening to Beyond PPC, a podcast brought to you by ClickGuard, covering all the latest stories and insights from PPC and beyond to help you succeed in your digital marketing journey. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on YouTube and Instagram. All links are in the show notes. Now, let's get on with the show. Thank you everybody for joining us today, this afternoon. Super excited because we're going to be talking to Karina Tama, who is the CEO and founder of Senior Care Clicks, which is a digital marketing agency based in New York. But we're going to be talking about her story. She is originally from Ecuador, if I'm right in saying. She will share soon her story and her background. But this is really a story of like survival, overcoming, like breaking those boundaries and really going outside your comfort zone, you know, to really do great things. So super excited to have her here on the ClickGuard podcast and webinars. And this is a session really for anybody looking just for inspiration, learn something about digital marketing, and hey, enjoy yourself while you're listening. So we really appreciate having you here. Thank you, Karina, and welcome.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Thank you. Thank you, Karina. So yeah, just... I know everybody, you know, wants to always know the background, the intro. So just share a little bit about, you know, Senior Care Clicks, your digital marketing agency, and tell us a little bit about how you got from Ecuador to being right now in New York and running your company. Yeah. How did this all come about?
Well, I'm from Ecuador, but I am in the US for about 20 years. I came to study here my career. I studied FIU, Florida International University, Miami, and I moved to New York about 8 years ago. When I moved here, I just graduated and I started working in the city. You know, New York is a tough place to be, and it's a lot of competition and a lot of talented people. So I started working in different places. I worked in a home care agency as a digital marketing manager, a medium-sized agency, but they didn't have any marketing, digital marketing. So I started everything from scratch. After that, I went to work in a nursing home as a director of marketing. And after that, I went to work in a digital marketing agency that have like 100 years in the city. And I was managing there 25 PPC and SEO clients.
Wow.
A huge, huge work on my shoulder. Then I learned the agency structure when I was working managing all these clients.
Right.
And I had the previous hands-on experience and in-house experience of senior care, you know, working home care and nursing home. So I also has been advisor for different senior care companies. Mm-hmm. So I was working 2 years ago in mm-hmm. this corporate job in this marketing agency. Mm-hmm. I decided to go on my own. I left my very comfortable job. Mm-hmm. And I decided to open my own company.
Right.
So in that way, Senior Care Clicks was born.
Yeah.
I started Senior Care Clicks. I decided to mm-hmm. pick this niche because mm-hmm. I had the experience.
Right.
Almost all my experience in New York has been working for senior care businesses, home care agency, assisted living facilities, nursing homes. Mm-hmm. So I decided to do what I know. Right. Plus, I learned how to build a agency, you know, the structure right. and everything. So I apply all this knowledge to my company.
Right. Yeah. No. Interesting. And like obviously, I don't know if you've checked out our previous episodes, and I recommend anyone to check out the last one because we talked specifically about coming, you know, finding your industry, finding your niche. And it's interesting listening to you telling me about, you know, your different experiences and how you organically found this niche. Like how long did it really take you to, you know, to come across this industry and find yourself identified with senior care? Because I mean, digital marketing is like super broad, you know, people like, it can really be anything. It can be social media. It could be PPC. It could be, you know, so many different things, but you've really found an industry inside a broad angle, you know, a very broad angle, and you found an industry and a niche. But how long did it really take you to find that and articulate that industry?
Well, I work in-house. I work in-house for other yeah. companies. And most of my jobs were in this industry. So why I would change the wheel if I really knew the industry ins and out? And this is a very complex industry because inside the industry, so many different ways, like some companies work with Medicaid, other companies work with Medicare, we look with government programs. So this is very complex. Not anyone can come and just do it. But I was working for almost 8 years in different jobs in New York, in house. So I say, this is what I want to do. I'm really passionate about the industry. Many people tell me, why do you do this? It's not sexy.
I like that.
Nobody wants to work.
Who says? I thought digital marketing was sexy. Come on.
No, I say the industry working for seniors is not sexy. I say, no, everybody gets old. So I really love it. And I think it's a very novel to help people to find the solution for their elderly. So I feel good about it.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. I really like that. Like, you've really sacrificed like a traditional sort of a avatar and thought, well, you know, I'm going to do something better, you know, bigger, greater, feel more identified, you know, feel my values, my passion, you know, really cross over with that industry. And then you go all in. That's really cool. So I know a lot of, you know, there's some people on my team and people that I work with and friends and that I've, you know, migrated to another country and, you know, some of the experiences of working, you know, remotely or in foreign, you know, foreign countries has its challenges, right? Yeah. So like regarding all your experiences of, you know, building your digital marketing career and then your agency in like a foreign country, a foreign language, what's been like the single most like challenging circumstances you've been through? Like, and how did you deal with it? Like, how did you deal with it? And what did you learn from it? You're like, okay, you know, I'm never going to be this type of person, or I'm never going to do this again. Or what was that thing that happened that you felt maybe changed you for the rest of your life?
Well, to be honest with you, may sound negative, but it's the ugly truth, basically. In the US, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, okay? Brooklyn, New York is a very particular city because it's a melting pot.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from, your accent, it's just how hard you work. This is what matters in this city. And I used to live in Florida. So Florida is also, everybody's like speaking Spanish there. Even in university, the teachers speak Spanish. So, but working as a business owner, I have to be in calls with people from different cities. So to be honest with you, there are some territories in the US where people are very racist. And I can tell when I am in the phone with them, particular cities in the US, I can tell that they don't give me a real opportunity, you know, to sell my services. And you know what? In the beginning, the first year affects me and I feel very discouraged about it.
Right.
But after a while, I realized, you know, I don't want to work with people that don't want to work with me.
Exactly.
100%. That's why I'm a business owner. That's why I'm a business owner. You know, I want to work for a company, you know, I have a 9-to-5 job. And have a salary. So I realized I don't want to work with people that will judge my capabilities or my company or my services based on my background or my accent. I have identified the places people are nicer to me, in particular, New York, Florida, and California.
Mm-hmm.
In these places, people don't care about who you, your accent, your background, anything. Only they care about your knowledge and that your solutions provide, you know, you provide value and make sense to them.
Yeah.
So that's been very, the first year was very hard to overcome. Like, you know, I could see some of my potential clients, I talked to them, they had services with other people that didn't compare to my services. But maybe, you know, the salesperson was an American person or, you know, they feel like they can do the job better than me, but this is not always true. So that has been the most hard thing. But at this point, I don't care anymore because we have enough clients. You know, we are a small company. We have enough clients to take care. So I, as I said before, I just want to work with people that's excited to work with me.
Yeah.
100%. I don't want to be with people that they don't feel that they trust me. It's a bad beginning, you know. It's a bad relationship. I want to have healthy relationship with my clients. It's what now I'm looking for, people that likes me and they want to work with me.
100%. You know what, again, in our last session, we spoke with a guy called Aaron Metzger, and he was telling me that like he went through a process of rebranding in his agency where he's like, we just sat down and we realized that we're good people. and we do good work for good people, And I think that is really similar to what you're saying. Like I don't want to be rejected. Rejection exists, but it's not nice when it's race, like on racial terms. And it's, it really does discourage people, and it's negative. So you really, you're choosing your industry, your markets, and then you're picking the people that you want to work with, that you feel aligned with, right? That you know that you can bring value to their business, and that they're going to trust and value you, because you're really the vehicle for their growth, right? If you do your job well, and your team does, deploys the strategies and the execution, and then those people benefit from it. So tell me a little bit more about this.
You know what I told him now? Because yeah. Now I'm getting a point, I'm completely confident. I'm not desperate. Thanks God, I have enough clients. I tell them now when I go in calls and they say, yes, I want to start. Okay, I will send you the service agreement, all the documentation. And from there, we do the onboarding. I assign you project manager and we set up everything. But I want to tell you one thing. I have one condition. I put my conditions. Say, what is the condition? You will do what I tell you to do. Because we are the experts, I don't want that you tell me to do something, because then I cannot provide you results. Because I have before clients that told me, no, I don't want this keyword. Change this up. Come on. So who is the marketer here? You or me? Obviously, I will share with you the keywords and the topics. And I want your feedback. But in the end of the day, it's my decision, because I do the research.
Yeah,
I have the knowledge. So I tell them, you have to do what they tell you to do, because I'm the expert. My team, we have the knowledge. You're the business owner, but if you don't let me do my job, I cannot provide you results.
Right. No, I know. It's, there's actually an interesting analogy. And I got this talking to somebody who works in the home services industry. Also, we have that session is also on our webinar and podcast page on the website. But he goes that there's an electrician, right, went to fix somebody's light bulb, and the light bulb just wouldn't work. And it was like 10 p.m. at night, and the guy calls the electrician and says, hey, like, I need you to come and help me. He's like, okay. And he got in his car and he goes to the guy's house and he says, okay, fix the light bulb. He fixed the light bulb and said, it's $500, sir. And the guy says, $500? And the guy says, yeah. He says, that's kind of expensive, right? And he's like, yeah. He said, it's $100 to fix the light bulb and $400 to find what the problem was, which took me 25 years.
Exactly.
And you know what? Like, I actually got like a really... this is really good for when somebody's really questioning your value. I think it's a really charismatic way of explaining, hey, I've got years of experience of failure and success, and I want to share them with you. So that's interesting. Karina, tell me a little bit.
My first year, I have some difficult clients. I learned from my mistakes to be too flexible, because it's a point that I am doing everything they want me to do. So I'm doing your input, go to India to do input. I'm an expert in this industry. So right. Then I had to fire this client. So I don't want to fire my client. So right now I say, okay, we work together, but you let me do my job.
Right, 100%. And Karina, tell me, when you felt like let down by society or rejected, in this way, because you're learning the language, or you had some barriers, which are like happens every single day to all of us in different angles of life, but. How do you, what helped you overcome that as a digital marketing agency owner, but also as a person, because you've got a team, you need to be the leadership, and how do you overcome that? Just in a couple of sentences, like what was it that you did that you got past that? Because it could really stumble your career, right? It could really,
be honest,
yeah.
Being busy, when you're busy, honestly, so there are moments that I feel very down or have a call, something is happening, everything goes bad in one day. But I have so many things to come on my way that I don't have the time to victimize myself. I used to keep going. And at the end of the day, I used to realize and resolve all these problems. So I say, I'm good for something. I'm good to doing something. So the next day is a new day. And when you're busy, you don't have time to cry or feel down. Yes. Everybody feel down. No, every day is a beautiful day, but if you have nothing to do, then you are, forget it. It's, you will go down but I was so busy. You know, I do everything. I'm the face of the business. We do a lot of branding. I have a PR person working for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of collaboration with reputable places like I'm being featured in Home Care News, Home Care Magazine, Home Health Care News, Nursing Home Podcast, Serum Rush, all the best places, you name it, I'm being featured because I have a PR person working for me. And I think we're doing a very good work in branding. So I'm always busy, if not managing my team, talking with potential clients, talking with current clients, doing content. So it's very hard for me to have time to feel down. Even I am down. And sometimes I feel like I want to quit. But you know how, you know what happened? When I feel I want to quit, good things happens to me. I get a new client, I get a good email, so just I can quit.
Just keep going, keep going. That's
keep
good.
Keep going, keep going, keep going. The next day is better. Keep going. That's it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's very inspirational. And what, like, when you've you're building your digital marketing agency from scratch, right? You've been an employee for a couple of years or however long in the industry. What was it like that you would like to, I'd say, what is there you would like to share with other people who are either starting out or just, you know, in the initial years of owning an agency? What was like, what dramatic things you might say, hey, look, you know, beware of this, you know, some, maybe don't do this. What like giveaways can you give to the people that are listening here today? Like, what would you say is something that is really crucial to know or not to do?
Well, number one, you have to pick your niche wisely. Don't go to where everybody goes because everyone wants to do e-commerce. But e-commerce is saturated. I don't say it's bad. For me, I don't want to do it. It's saturated. Do what you are good at it. You have previous experience doing, I don't know, luxury or working for home industry or electricity or real estate. Be that niche. Why you will reinvent the wheel? Start from scratch. Because it's very important that you provide results. If you offer a service and you don't deliver, you won't last long in the market. Your reputation, you build your reputation and slowly but consistently by doing a good job. So this is number one. Pick your niche wisely and do something that you know how to do. Don't go all over the place. You know, sometimes people that they want to offer so many services and it's so overwhelming. Even when you talk with potential clients, you need to define what's your offer.
Right.
Because then the person you're talking with gets confused and a confused mind can make a decision. They cannot say yes to you or not, you know. So second, this is super key. If you're not good in sales or you are not good with people, don't even try. Stay in your 9-to-5 job. Because to be honest, I used to hate to do sales, but now I'm learning, I'm trying, I see that I'm becoming better, you know, in the phone, in Zoom calls, doing the presentations. But if you are not willing to do it, you don't do it because it's no business without sales.
Right.
You can outsource yourself. You can outsource the process. You can outsource the project management. You can outsource the services, but you can outsource the sales, at least not in the beginning. In the beginning, it's okay that you try to do it everything. Like in the beginning, the first year I was doing client work, sales, branding. But after you get a couple of clients and you have some money to play, well, not to play, but some money, you need to hire people to do the project management and other things. So you can free yourself to strategize for your company and to do sales.
Right.
This will be my best advice, you know?
Interesting. I noticed the other day that one of the agency owners that we spoke to, his name is Roger Perrin, actually. I think he owns Digital Position, which is an agency also based in the US. One of the things he said was, you know, be prepared to be wrong. You know, I think it was be prepared to be wrong. Like, you know, you only learn when you try, right? Like when you make a mistake, then you know exactly what not to do. And life is full of false positives, you know, like testing something doesn't work, you know, you move. And that's, I really took that. And I like what you said about finding your niche and not trying to do everything. And I mean, if you're good at something, you know, if it's PPC, if it's sales, if it's finance, if it's relationships, whatever, like own that that process of the business. So super good. Karina, one of the
Of course, it's a learning process. In 2 years, I am in this business, almost 2 years. I changed strategies. We developed our proprietary CRM. That was a huge challenge. The first year, I worked for free for my business. By the end of the year, I realized I make the same amount of money I was making when I was working. So I reinvest this money on my business. I know people, they want to open a business to make more money or to put, you know, to put money in your pocket. I understand that, but in the beginning, you need to be willing to sacrifice a couple of years of maybe you won't make money for yourself, but you will build this business strong, you know?
Yeah.
So I have reinvest everything in my business. We have proprietary CRM. We have amazing solutions, technology for my clients, but it was not like that in the beginning, you know? It's a learning process as an entrepreneur. I love my journey. Sometimes I make mistakes, but this is part of the learning.
Right. You know, one of the last questions that I really want to ask you is, I know this is I don't want you to give away your secret sauce, but when you start out in an industry or in a career, like, it's very important to have support, like both expertise and also emotional support, right? Psychological support. Where did you find that support? Like, how did you find encouragement? How did you find a network that helped you, you know, build your company, help you make those right decisions? I mean, personally for me, I used to have a mentor at one point, literally just a personal mentor. And then I found different communities, you know, like I found a community of marketing officers. I found a community of PPC experts. Found a community of community building, like specialists and social media specialists, and you start to find like yourself aligned with different people. But what was it for you, Karina, that was like this community that really helped you and helped you stay encouraged and on track?
Communities are a big support, but also it's important your personality. I think I have a tough personality, so I can take a lot. Not everybody can, but I can take a lot. But obviously, everybody needs help and advice and other set of eyes. I have an amazing network group for PPC group, PPC group 83. You are also part of this group.
Yeah.
Amazing people, you know, sometimes I feel free to ask any question, even basic questions. I don't feel embarrassed to ask. Mm-hmm. And every time I ask questions, it's always somebody sending me a private message. Hey, I can help you. Let's go to have an audio of your client. And they take the time to come to Zoom to help me for free. It's amazing. So much nice people in this group. I swear to God, I have several people putting their time, helping me to check my PPC clients' campaigns. So it's a different perspective that they see things I don't see, you know?
Right.
I also have a woman in PPC group.
Yeah.
They actually have an amazing program for mentors. So I'm a mentor, I have a mentor. So it's very cool because we work one-to-one with another person to share expertises and share knowledge. So it's super cool, really valuable. I have in Facebook SEO group because my expertise is SEO and PPC. I have hands-on experience in both. So this is a SEO Signal Labs. It's a lot of people like very popular and talented. And I also ask questions. I meet great people there. Actually, I met there my SEO guy. My head of SEO guy is from Moldova. I met him there. He's a very smart guy. He managed my SEO projects, my SEO strategy. Because I know SEO, but I cannot do it all, you know, and they're a business owner.
Of course.
I also have a couple of networks, meetings, events in Zoom weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do more, but you know, time is limited. And as a business owner wearing so many different hats daily, it's hard for me to do more.
Of course.
Now that COVID is almost gone in New York City, I'm planning to, that was my initial plan when I started this business, going to events like home care, assisted living events from my industry, and become a speaker, talk about digital marketing, you know, teach to people all the solutions out there. But with COVID, close everything. Now everything is reopening. So I'm planning to also make some time every week to go to these events in person.
Right.
But the groups I have are very good for me and help me a lot, you know, in my daily practices. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome, awesome, Karina, awesome. Yeah, I think this is seriously inspirational. I could be here for another half an hour just chatting about your experiences. I sort of similar, kind of similar experience that you've had. I was like originally working in South America, and then now working in the US, and for, international customers of of the company. But it's really important to find support, isn't it? Like, it's and it's incredible that how support can often come from places that you don't expect it. Like, I had a lot of support with my colleagues, my team, the leadership team, a lot of support from the PPC group that we're both in, and also on LinkedIn. Like, I don't have like a huge amount of I don't do a huge amount of content weekly on LinkedIn, but whenever I like post a job or post an opportunity, immediately we have people engaging. Like, I think it's important to focus on the support. It's there.
We need people. We need people to talk, to share ideas, experience. It's a lot of nice
100%.
people out there. And you
Yeah,
know.
no, 100%, 100%. Awesome. Thank you, Karina. It's been honestly a pleasure talking with you. It's been really enjoyable. I hope everyone that's listening has enjoyed it as much as I have. So everybody, if you want to check out her agency at Senior Care Clicks, is that right?
Yeah.
They're a digital marketing agency based in New York. And again, thank you for joining the Beyond PPC podcast. If you are on YouTube, please remember to hit us to subscribe and engage with our content. We're building this from the ground up as well. And every follower, every like means a lot. So thank you. And I wish everybody a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in to Beyond PPC. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to hear and support the podcast, please go ahead and share it with others. You can also hit us up on social media. We'd love to hear from you. To catch all the latest from ClickGuard, you can follow us on Instagram or YouTube. I'm looking forward to the next episode, everyone, and let's make every click count.